welcome to another brand new edition of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course, we are talking scary movies. I appreciate y'all tuning in for another brand new episode. Remember, new episodes always go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, like tonight. But I always put out extra content throughout the week, so if you want to stay on top of everything that I'm dropping through y'all throughout the week on my channel, you got to get subscribed to my Linktree. And you can do that by going to linktr.ee/tscarymovie. If you go to my Linktree, that's going to give you access to the YouTube page for the video versions of the show, to your favorite podcasting platforms if you need the audio-only version of the show, to my TikTok page for movie news, for movie premieres, and occasionally I try to be funny. That's up to you whether I am or not. And of course, to my Letterboxd page for my written reviews and movie rankings throughout the year. And now I even have my Fangoria page on there as well too, where you can get my exclusive discount to everything in the Fangoria shop, including a yearly subscription. So get subscribed to the Linktree and hit that subscribe button, whether you are watching or listening, wherever you're at. Get those numbers up for me, folks, so I can bring more great horror content to you on my channel. So it has been a crazy week already so far. We got a chance to talk about the season premiere for Interview with the Vampire over on AMC. We got a chance to go and talk Perpetrator over there on Shudder. And now, tonight, it is time to jump into year 3 of the After Dark Horror Fest. Now, those of y'all that are longtime viewers of the show know that I've covered years 1 and 2 of this horror film movie festival that went on back in the late 2000s. I talked about it before, about how I used to work at Blockbuster Video, and in the time I was working there, years 1 and 2 had their premieres. I got a chance to check out a lot of those movies back in the day, and when I covered them over 2023 and 2022, There were a few that I had never gotten around a chance to seeing, so I was trying to right that wrong. Well, now that we're here in 2024, it's time to hit year 3 of this festival, and I have never seen a single film that was released here in year 3 of the After Dark Horror Fest Festival. And I'm excited because that means that these are all going to be brand new opportunities for me to catch something new from the late 2000s. And quite honestly, what I've been told is that the production value on a lot of these has gone up. And that's definitely happened over the first 2 years. If you go back and watch year 1, there are a lot of films that look like they would have been just in the theaters for like a month or two back in like the mid 2000s. But then you get to year 2 and we get more that looks like, okay, these are definitely ones that would have been in theaters at one point or another. And again, these are all for film festivals. A lot of these did not get separate theatrical releases. But year 3, what I've been told is that more of these films are more mainstream facing. And therefore, it's like kind of like really, really interesting that a lot of these also, like years 1 and 2, did not get like their separate theatrical releases. So we're jumping into year 3, got 8 more films to die for. And tonight, I am starting with the first film of this franchise. That's going to be Autopsy. That's what we're starting off with, folks. Now, here's what I'm gonna ask for all of you, because we got 8 films that we're gonna be talking about over the next couple of weeks here from this. I want y'all to score this for me, okay? Because we're gonna figure out what the best in show of this festival truly is. Now, rather than make it super, super complicated or anything, if you're following along as we review these films for year 3 of the After Dark Horror Fest, what I want you to do, head to the comment section, go after you've checked the movie out, and give me your score. Let's do 1 through 5. We're gonna keep it very simple. 1 through 5, tell me what you thought of it. And at the very end, we're gonna tally it all up. We're gonna find out which one is best in show. Now, our first film tonight, Autopsy. You can catch this one on Peacock. So if you got that, you can get the free tier of that. You can check it out for free right now. All right, so let's just jump right on into Autopsy. If you haven't seen the trailer for this one, Autopsy tells the story of 5 young friends who just got done going to Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and on their way back home, they end up in an accident where they critically injure somebody in another car. After an ambulance picks up all 5 of these friends and the man that they hit, they end up at a strange hospital where they find out that the doctor and his staff have other plans in mind for the new patients to come to this building. So, right from the jump there, it's very, very interesting because there's like this aura around like the first like 20, 25 minutes or so of Autopsy. I literally just said to where I was told that the production value really picked up in year 3 with all the films that were released. And it's hard not to ignore that Autopsy kind of feels like one of those random teen horror films that we got towards the mid to late 2000s. Like, it kind of fits right in with something like a Sorority Row, or with a Black Christmas, or My Bloody Valentine. It seems like it would fit right in place with that. So I love the aura that's coming from the early part of this film. And as we get further and further and further into it, then that whole invoking like other 2000s like teen horror movies starts to come out even more, because you find out that this film actually seems to have a lot in common with other films like Turistas or House of a Thousand Corpses, or even Hostel. Honestly, there's a few of these that Autopsy is definitely emulating. And when we kind of find out what's at play, because I think we should all know from the jump, we see the paramedics show up to help again these all these friends and the guy they hit in this accident, and the way they kind of take care of the guy who took the worst of it clearly shows that these either aren't the they don't have the softest touch, these paramedics, or they might not be exactly who they say they are. And as they get to the hospital, we start meeting more of the staff, including the only doctor who seems to be working that night and the nurse who's running everything else. We get the idea that these five friends are in for one terrible night. But what better people to spend it with? Because Autopsy has what's to date of the After Dark Horror Fest, the highest profile cast in it. We have Robert Patrick. We have Jeanette Goldstein. So we got a little bit of a T2 reunion there. We have Robert Lissardo, who I'm sure y'all have seen like in a million different things, but I always remember him from like the mob boss in Nip Tuck, the one that they kill him on the operating table and like feed him to alligators, right? But he's been in so much now. You have Michael Bowen from Jackie Brown, and you have Jessica Lowndes. So there's a really stacked cast here in this film, and considering that a lot of the movies we got in year one and two of After Dark Horror Fest, we usually got two or three actors, you know, we're kind of eating really nice here with Autopsy, and I hope that's actually a good sign of things to come for the rest of the films that are part of this festival. I'm not saying we have to have like these all-star casts to make the films worth it, but that's certainly very interesting that if these guys either like the script enough to do it, or maybe the director was just that magnetic, or the casting director to bring them on, whatever the case is, something here had to be liked, because it's an indie film. So the paycheck isn't exactly what like some of these guys might be looking for. And I think that stands to tell how strong the script for this like truly is. Now, with that being said, with the films I compared it to, I mentioned House of a Thousand Corpses, I mentioned Turistas, I mentioned Hostel. This is a gory movie for sure, y'all. This absolutely is gonna find itself right in line with those three other movies. And while it might not be to the extremes of like Hostel, because if you're gonna put those three kind of in order, like I think that Hostel out of those three would end up being the goriest, but I think that House of a Thousand Corpses is the scariest, and Turistas kind of finds itself like smack dab like in the middle. And that's not talking about quality of any of those three films, because I actually enjoy all three of those movies there, but House of a Thousand Corpses would be the scariest, Turistas would find a nice middle ground between being scary and being gory, and then Hostel would be the goriest, but not necessarily that scary. And Autopsy finds itself kind of more like in line with like Turistas or Under, to where there's a story to it. There's a really decent story to it, but realistically what we're focused on more is the gore in this one, and there is going to be a lot. Again, this takes place in a hospital. And just to kind of throw it out there, it's not really a spoiler, and we're already past our 10-year rule as it is, but we learn very quickly that the hospital staff are very much the ones who are behind everything that's going on. We get that very, very early. And so if you're in a hospital, doesn't matter how strange it is, there's probably gonna be a lot of implements and tools there that you could use to do all sorts of terrible, terrible things. And a lot of terrible things happen to this lot of friends who end up here, unfortunately, with this terrible, terrible staff. Now, beyond that, I say that a lot of these actors must have been attracted to this for the strong story. And, you know, the story itself
kind of loses its way once we're actually in the hospital and we're off to the races. Because, you know, the earlier part of the film, like, focuses a little bit more on their partying and setting that up, so that when they end up at the hospital, there's really only one storyline that we're really following from that. And that's the motivation of why the doctor is doing what he's doing in the first place. And I don't want to throw, too many spoilers out, even though we're over our 10-year rule. But what I will say is that there is a motivation that our doctor here has, Dr. Benway, played by Robert Patrick, that's behind the reasoning for him doing all of this. And it's... you can look at it, I don't want to say what that reason is, one or the other. I was about to say something about that, but that's going to give away a little bit to it. What I'll say is that when you see everything that's happening to all these characters, you can't really get behind the doctor's reasoning at all. It doesn't really line up, because you see that these people are being tortured, basically, and they're being put through absolute hell. And... you know, the reason that we find out isn't exactly enough to back up why these people are being placed in this here. So I guess what I'm saying is that this is a strong representation. It's a great time capsule of what we were getting, you know, about 18 to 20 years ago in theaters, the type of horror that we were seeing. It fits right in with that, but it also kind of echoes a lot of those movies, to where the story itself is kind of second to the kills. It's second to the blood and the gore that we're seeing on screen. And that doesn't mean that the actors we have in this don't all give up fun, strong performances in it. I think that everybody that I've named is going to come out with the kind of performance that you would be expecting from it. And honestly, out of all of them, Robert Patrick is putting in my opinion, the best performance of the entire film with that. Jeanette Goldstein's a very, very strong too. But quite honestly, the hospital staff does a far, far better job in this film than our group of youngsters who are being preyed upon out of it. So take that as you will from this movie. Again, good kills. A lot of blood, a lot of gore, a few scares. There were some times I had to look away just because of how, like, genuinely shocking and screwy and everything it was, including a spinal tap, which, did not like that. Did not like that at all. The aftermath of that was just as gross as well, too. But you guys got to go and check this one out. I think this is a good starting point for year three of the After Dark Horror Fest. Those of y'all that are looking for not something necessarily to scare you, but something to gross you out, this is definitely the one for you. There's a recognizable cast that's going to kind of ease you in to this year's festival as well, too. And we're off to the races. I'm excited to see what Autopsy ends up leading to, because there's 7 more movies for us to take a look at. So let me know in the comment section. Again, we are scoring this 1 to 5. Go check it out on Peacock. It is free on Peacock right this moment. It's called Autopsy. And let me know your thoughts about that. Folks, that is going to do it for me tonight. I am going to be back with so many more reviews for you over the next couple weeks. We got The Strangers Chapter 1. We got I Saw the TV Glow. We have 7 more films in the After Dark Horror Fest Year 3. We have In a Violent Nature coming up. Folks, I have so much stuff coming. Hit that subscribe button, because you're not going to want to miss any of that, including my season-long coverage of Season 2 of Interview with the Vampire. Hit that subscribe button, y'all, and I will see y'all back here for another review very, very soon. My name is T. We're talking scary movies. Stay scared.
Boy here is a big fan of Fangoria. So, if you want to check out the world's best horror magazine that's out there, get a chance to get yourself your own subscription, which I just got my first one back in 2022, and I don't regret it for a second. But if you want your own Fangoria subscription, or you like the Fangoria merchandise, then head over to the Fangoria shop and use my link if you want to save yourself some money, folks. That's an easy one to remember. Just go to shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW. Again, that's shop.fangoria.com. fangoria.com/AXDEW or use my specific code AXDEW at checkout. You can save 20% off your entire order, and that implies two subscription and one-time orders as well. You don't want to miss out, folks, because with the magnitude of horror movies we've had released in the last few years and with what we have on the horizon, Fangoria is going to be your number one source for all that great, juicy, bloody information in the world of horror. So again, head to shop.fangoria.com. Hey there, folks. Thanks for tuning in to T-Watch This Scary Movie. I appreciate you checking out another review or movie news, whether we're talking movies, TV shows, books, or games, whatever. It's all scary. Remember, you can check out new episodes every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on the YouTube page video. That's youtube.com/C/TheronReynoldsScaryMovie. Again, youtube.com/C/TheronReynoldsScaryMovie. And you can check out the audio version on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Just search T Watch the Scary Movie or TWAZA. Don't forget, my name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.